All right, welcome back. Who's talking? Segment two tonight. Jim and Frank and Chris. We have Jesse back in the studio, our number one producer back. So we're back to the first team here, which is good.
It's about time, Jesse.
So it's we knew it was going to be cold, so we had to have Jesse back in here to make sure we stayed warm in the studio. But at any rate, Frank always tells me that it's always football season, so we have some football news tonight that Mr. Maloney is going to share right now.
Well, the good news in recent days. Tidewater's own Jameel Kamara, 6'2", 205 wide receiver, committed to UVA. He's a four-star talent from Bishop Sullivan down in Virginia Beach. And he chose the Wahoos over Pittsburgh and Wisconsin. And although he was always a lean, as they say, it was crucial for Coach London and his staff to get this recruit. This was a big deal. It's also interesting to note that he is good friends with Corwin Cutler, a.k.a. Turtle, who's up at Fork Union, and we know that Mr. Cutler did get the necessary scores recently that he needed and is making good, satisfactory progress on his academics. We saw Quinn Blanding play in the Under Armour All-Star Game, in which he hammered a couple of running backs in the red zone that he dropped them to their knees. I mean, what a hitter.
And how big is he?
Blanding is about 6'2", 200. And
so good size.
He closes fast. There was a pass on the perimeter, and Blanding came in off the screen and drove the player right out of bounds. And I said, holy cow, that's the real deal.
But then, now, I should know this, and this is to make you look good, but I forget. Is he a safety or a cornerback?
Safety.
Safety.
Right. And he's a true safety. There's no debating that. The other good news is Andrew Brown and Blanding and Cutler are all close friends with Kamara, and hopefully maybe their influence could bring in another player still that's on the fence. You know how the text messaging and phone calls go today. Who knows how that network works? But I know Virginia has one or two more scholarships to give, and I know they're looking for another defensive back, I believe, possibly another receiver or running back skill type guy, but I wouldn't be surprised if they took another offensive lineman or defensive lineman, if they could find a good one, maybe a three-star somewhere.
Well, and beyond recruiting, there was other football news on the coaching front.
Well, you know, rumors of this broke out last week that Anthony Poindexter and Vincent Brown were looking around. And at first it was, nah, come on. Well, it does turn out that it turned out to be true. Both men have left to go to the University of Connecticut to be on Bob Diaco's staff. Diaco was formerly an assistant coach at Virginia, well-liked player, and I think he was in charge of special teams when he was at Virginia. Anyway, he moved on and coached at Notre Dame and somewhere else, I believe, and earned some more stripes and then got his chance at UConn to be the head coach. And, you know, really for both coaches Brown and Anthony Poindexter, a.k.a. Dexter, this was a step they had to take at some point, sooner or later, so they would get a chance to move up in the coaching ranks. And in this case, their co-defensive coordinators with maybe Anthony Poindexter in bold print being the lead defensive coordinator. And we wish them well. I know Anthony Poindexter, great guy. He's been a tremendous attribute since his playing days at Virginia as an assistant coach. Terrific guy, and we wish him well. And I did know Coach Brown as well, although I saw him speak a few times, and he's a terrific guy as well. And
now, I think, was he involved in recruiting to some extent as well?
Well, assistant coaches are all involved in recruiting.
But I think, wasn't his role down in Tidewater to some extent?
Well, no,
Vincent Brown was down in Georgia, Florida area.
Yeah,
but Poindexter is more Northern Virginia,
correct.
Maryland kids.
Yeah, but Poindexter did a lot of good work, and you know, it's kind of surprising. A couple of years ago, Sean Moore and Anthony Poindexter were on the staff together, and I thought there was something really righteous about that.
Well, you know who they're looking to replace those guys? Byron Thweet.
I've heard that.
As one potential.
I know Byron Thweet well. I had lunch with him years ago. Nice guy. Has done very well at University of Richmond. Looks like he could still play. I mean, he's a rock-solid dude and a good sense of humor, hardworking guy. And Richmond has been very competitive for years, obviously, because of guys like Byron, and hopefully Byron can see his way to come to Charlottesville, because that would be neat to see him reunited with Mike London up there.
Yeah. Well.
So anyway, That's all good news. We're coming up on our next break here, and we should tease the fact that we've got none other than Big Ted Jeffries, my favorite Big Ted, maybe one of the all-time great blockout artists in the low post. He would get rebounds that nobody else could get because, quite honestly, they couldn't get near the ball with Big Ted there.
That's true. Ted is a big fella.
He could block out.
He's a big fella, and he's every bit as big as he was when he was playing, if not more so. Yeah. But at any rate, he'll join us after we get through this bottom of the hour break. So stay tuned. Who's Talking will return after these messages.
Le Mer at the Jefferson offers an innovative and flexible dinner menu featuring Virginia-grown ingredients.
Paired with a casual atmosphere and creative cocktails, exceptional wine list, and fun small plates at the bar, it's the perfect spot in Richmond for date night, catching the game after work, or late night dining any day of the week.
Complimentary valet parking.
Visit us online at lemerrestaurant.com or call 649-4629.